Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week, this time on Fridays. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us the Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secrets. I'm also the teacher of the Flower of Life workshop called the Merkaba Meditation for over 15 years and have released the guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. I also write for Dan and Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetic. Each week, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. This week, we will be discussing our guest, Antoine Gigal, who is a researcher on ancient Egypt and her theories about the Giza Plateau and her vision of the spirituality of ancient Egypt and their concept of the soul, the flood of the Ark, and her latest discoveries in Egypt. She'll also be telling us about the underground activity and the pyramids around the world. So, I would like to welcome Antoine and tell you a little bit more about her. So, welcome, Antoine.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you.
Now, we are speaking a little slower because we want to make sure we are understood. Antoine Gigal is a French explorer, writer, and researcher qualified in Oriental languages and civilizations from the Sorbonne, Paris, 3 University. Antoine speaks more than 6 languages and reads 5 ancient languages and has traveled worldwide since childhood. She has explored Egypt for the last 20 years, studying every remote place and not public site. She was the permanent correspondent in Egypt for the French magazine Le Gip and is a collaborating with more than 5 magazines. She has written and published hundreds of articles. She is the author of The Secret Chronicles of Giza and is continuing her research in Egypt with the assistance of the scientists who hold her work in high regard. Outside Egypt, with the Giza for Humanity team, she has drawn worldwide attention to the Mauritius Islands for their pyramids and recently discovered structures. Antoine lectures worldwide on Egypt and the megalithic civilizations and as they appear on numerous radio shows. Antoine is the honorary president and founder of Giza for Humanity organization. So welcome to our show. Your timing is most auspicious. Egypt is full of visitors, and my group going to Egypt is one of them. It's probably the busiest fall they have seen in many, many years. So what is your vision, Antoine, about the spirituality of the ancient Egyptians?
Oh, this is a very, very wide question. Well, first of all, my research is based on 3 things. First thing, physical evidence on the terrain. I like to share my findings on the ground with scientists and of course, the public. Second, my research is based on evidence I find in hieroglyphic texts, ancient texts I can read. Third, my research is based on my ability to read Arabic texts, ancient Arabic texts, because the Arabs in the very, very ancient times, they used to speak about the past, of course, and they found a lot of things we are no more able to find today. So with this, these three things, I am able to develop view, a general view, very deeply documented about Egypt and all the topics about Egypt. So for the spiritual Egypt concept, the first thing, the maybe the most important thing and misunderstood thing in Egypt, about Egypt, is the symbol of the pharaonic kingship. It is a symbol of the Sema Tawi. I will explain what it is. But
thank
first,
you.
For me, the ancient pharaohs and priests devoted, they dedicated the north of Egypt, lower Egypt, to the terrestrial things, to the normal human life, to the material life, the tangible life, and they devoted the south of Egypt to the divine, to the invisible, to the non-tangible. And the Sema Tawi symbol is explaining that, because the Sema Tawi is a symbol of a true agreement, a true contract, dedicating the earth of Egypt to the skies, to the divine. It is a double agreement.
And what is that last word?
It is a commitment. The Sema Tawi was represented, carved on the throne of the pharaohs and in a lot of other places. It is a complex symbol. For that, it is quite misunderstood. Sema Tawi represents the union of the two lands, Upper and Lower Egypt. It is composed in the center by an axis, which is the representation of the hieroglyphic Nefer, which means perfect, perfection. This axis is coming out from an open heart. It is like the artery of the trachea. And noted around this axis, you have the two plants symbolizing Egypt. You have the lotus flower from the south with the papyrus of the north. Sema means to unify, and Tawi means the lands. So Sema Tawi is the ligature of the two lands, the union, the marriage of the north with the south. But not only that, those symbols are telling us other things. As I used to say, there were very different levels of understanding used by priests, scribes, in writing their secret symbols and text. You have different levels of understanding according to the levels of wisdom achieved by the observer. For example, the papyrus, this plant, is dedicated to the goddess Cobra Wadjet, who is protecting the north of Egypt. It is to say the delta.
And the name of that goddess is again?
Wadjet.
Aha.
The cobra was sacred in Egypt on the crown of the pharaoh. Do you know why? Because the cobra used to stay his head upright towards the skies, towards the divine, and the other part of the body on earth, indicating the telluric energy grid of the planet. So it is the image of a terrestrial being aspiring to the divine, pursuing the divine. So this is a symbol of the north of Egypt, somehow the symbol of all of us, ideally on earth, searching to approach the divine, searching to get the skies. Then you have the symbol of the south, the lotus flower. As you know, during the sunset, the beautiful blossom of the lotus, full of the light of the day, is closing and is going underwater, reaching quite the slit until the small hours. So it is like the divine principle coming down to earth. Then the next morning, the lotus is reaching the surface and the light again. So it is the divine principle coming to earth. And all what wanted the first pharaohs and proto-pharaohs, they wanted to preserve the life in its integrity and to reach the higher dimension with the right and harmonious way of life, which was so important. Mat principle, you know the mat. Mat principle in Egypt is what is straight. Mat was connected to the entire existence of the universe and was not limited.
So we must continue in a short moment. We are speaking with Antoine Gigal, who is an expert on ancient Egypt, speaking many languages and able to read the ancient texts. When we return, we will be hearing more about the ancient Egypt and why the very ancient pharaohs had such strong humanistic values and their ancient oral tradition of the South Egypt. My name is Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back. You're listening to Heaven Sent, Maureen St. Germain.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Medifast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. This is Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And we are speaking with French Egyptian researcher, who is speaking to us from France. And we are speaking directly about the ancient Egypt tradition and how it relates to today and how we can apply what was known then and appreciate who we are today. I would like to remind you that part of my work also includes a connection to something that was known in ancient time, and that is the Akashic Records. And I do offer Akashic Record readings, and you may sign up online or to give us a call. Our website is www.maureenstgermain.com, MaureenStGermain.com, or our phone number, which is 212-304-2123, Our guest today is Antoine Gigal, and she can be reached at www.gigalresearch.com. And the easy way to remember is it's like the name Gigi that everyone knows, or Gigi, and it is Gigal Research.com. GigalResearch.com. Today we're talking with Antoine about her research on ancient Egypt. And our cliffhanger question was, what do you think the ancient pharaohs had in mind with their value system that they were teaching to their clients?
It is very important to speak about the humanistic values of the first pharaohs, because you have a lot of disinformation nowadays confusing a lot of truth. In some TV series and films, linking Egyptian gods to evil beings. So, I will try to explain shortly. You have a very important document, which is the papyrus of Abu Ormais, found recently written in Coptic, then translated into Arabic in 822.
Where did this document come from?
From Egypt. It is a papyrus. The name is Abu Ormais Papyrus.
And
this
document
was it found somewhere? Yes, in Egypt, in north of Egypt, in Abu Ormais. For that, it had this name.
Okay.
This document, which is a copy of older documents, explains that before a great flood, the king Sorit built the Great Pyramid in order to save the population under it and all the knowledge. The existence of this king Sorit is attested by thousands of texts. For example, the great writer and historian Al-Muqtadi wrote about a great priest, Sayyuf, living in the time of a pharaoh when the big flood came. He was living inside, under the Great Pyramid, the great temple of the stars. I'm quoting the text. The pharaoh learned by his great priests and astronomers that a big catastrophe will submerge his country 300 years later. This pharaoh was from the pre-dynastic time. We know that it was before 400 BC, anyway. And in Edfu Temple, it is written that Giza was the center for the protection of all knowledge and sciences and populations during the flood. In the ancient Egyptian book, the Book of the Celestial Cow, you have a version of the big flood. The chapter title is History of the Destruction of Humanity. You have also in the Book of the Ritual, called also the Book of the Revelation, you get the story of a boat, an ark, saving souls. It was the ark boat of the god Nu, which is very similar to Noah. And Nu, Nun, is called the Lord of the Flood in a Thutmosis III inscription in Luxor. And Nu, Nun, was called the Num, and Num became the god of the Nile, and his ark, which name is Tiba, gave the name of what we know today as the city of Luxor.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have the chapter 64 of the so-called Book of the Dead, which is a mistranslation for the Book of Coming Forth by Day, or the Book to Come to the Light of the Day. This chapter 64 is the more ancient of this book, which is a compilation of very different texts and spells unified only during the 18th dynasty. This chapter is inside the pyramid text dating from the 5th dynasty, just to say about 2465 before Christ. But you have text from 1st dynasty saying that this chapter 64 was already old during the 1st dynasty, just to say before 2920 BC. And Sir Wallis Birt, the great English archaeologist, also said that the right title of this chapter book is Coming Forth by Day from the Subterranean World. And what we found in the chapter 64, the description of a catastrophe by a huge flood. It is said in that chapter also that when Osiris saw the water coming, he asked help from the Lord of the Flood. So for me, the Duat, the subterranean in Egypt, subterranean world in Egypt, is a real subterranean network under Giza. And do you know what is the everyday prayer in ancient Egypt that everybody knew? The prayer is, I gave bread to the starving people, water to the thirsty, clothes to the naked bare people, and a boat for the castaway shipwrecked people. The trauma was so strong from the time of the big flood, it was so deep that also then the strongest symbol of charity was to give a boat to your closest people to offer security. The best gift you could do in ancient Egypt for your friend was to offer a boat. Can you imagine that?
This is a remarkable piece of information and so poignant for today's times, that the prayer of the people was that I might take care of my neighbor, my traveler, or a visitor. It sounds like there is so much more that we could ask you, and there's so much more we could discover. I want to remind our listeners that you can find many English articles on Antoine's site at gigalresearch.com. That's www.gigalresearch.com. We would also invite you to try our aromandalas, our essential oil blends that will help you clear emotional wounds in an instant. We are so happy to have hosted this day with Antoine Gigal, an Egyptian expert who is a French woman, of course, and who has been writing quite a bit about Egypt. And you will find lots of information on her website. This is Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to Heaven Sent.